Good morning.
Good morning.
It's really an honor to be here with you today. I'm very grateful to Archdeacon Cindy for the invitation. I'm new to the diocese. And, you know, in the very first meeting where I was introduced to some of the team, the person sitting next to me without me knowing was Archdeacon Cindy. And she was very welcoming. And since then, we have collaborated on different projects. And we just finished our June month of service. And a lot of the success on that, along with other folks from different congregations, Archdeacon Cindy was very essential in the success in that project. So we're very happy that she had invited us to be here with you today. I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself in, I guess you could say, kind of like a story type reading that I prepared for you as to how Christ has touched my life and continues to touch my life every day. I recently got a phone call from a friend of mine I used to play baseball with. He, like me and many others, had troubles in his life until he came to know Christ. As the conversation took a course of what God has done in our life, I quickly stated that I had a hold on God's hand and will never let go. To my response, he responded, "Maybe you should pray that he does not let go of your hand." I must confess, I was very confused and upset at him. I didn't like his comment. It sounded like he was questioning my love and trust in Christ. He quickly explained to me that as humans, we err, and in our temptations as human beings, we can very easily let go of God's hand. Therefore, our prayer should be that God never let go of our hand. I had a very normal childhood growing up in Corona, California, trying to fit in, playing sports, participating in service clubs, going to church every Sunday, St. Edward's Catholic Church. After high school, I got my dream job, working for the airlines at LAX, 19-year-old kid. It was perfect. I soon grew through the ranks to become a station manager for the airline. And after 16 years, I decided to go a different way through another airline where I was designated as the regional director out of Chicago, Illinois. Had two wonderful kids, my son Bobby, daughter Sandra, who have given me a treasure of six grandkids. And I've got a great grandkid that's on the way. You would think my life was perfect. It was not. I, like many others, got caught up in the world that strayed me away from Christ. However, he never let go of my hand. And you are probably puzzled by this remark. I will explain. You see, I ended up, as many people do, using recreational drugs. I became a functioning addict until the addiction was such that I lost everything. My job, my family, ended up homeless. I was ashamed of who and what I had become. I remember very clearly while on my way to buy drugs one day, and many times, I would pray to God to allow me to purchase my drugs and get back to where I was staying safely. I was letting go of God's hand. I felt so ashamed. How could I ask this beautiful, caring, loving God to be a part of such deplorable behavior? His response was, "I'm not letting go of your hand." This behavior landed me in legal trouble, and my legal permanent residence was taken away from me. I was in a fight for my life. While in a detention center, I started to strengthen my relationship with Christ. I started up daily Bible studies, attended services several times a week. I was helping detain migrants, translate documents, file documents in state and federal courts, all while working on my own case to stop the removal of my home from my home and separate me from my family. Incidentally, on the shelf outside, I found a very interesting booklet, Our Daily Bread. That booklet was essential during the 18 months that I was in immigration detention. That was part of my daily bread to keep me focused on serving the Lord. The conviction that was rendering my revocation of my legal residence was very weak, and I thought I could win my case. However, coming back from immigration court one afternoon, I was totally devastated. The immigration judge did not care for the strong case I had presented. And laying on my bunk, trying to understand what happened in court, I picked up one of my many inspirational books and came across the words, "Don't be discouraged. What she meant for your harm, I will turn for your good." I suddenly realized Christ was not letting go of my hand. But what did this mean? Suddenly, a revelation came to me. I came to understand that Christ could make that judge cancel my deportation order, send me home to my family, or he could send me to the place of birth, Tijuana, Mexico, because he had a job for me to do in Mexico. I could help other deported persons as myself. I could reach those that were homeless and addicted to drugs, that they too could come to Christ and be healed. I could help deported mothers of U.S. citizen children living in exile. All of a sudden, I was filled with different tasks. Now I had a choice to make. Do I trust and have faith in Christ and accept his will for me, or do I resist and try to control my destiny on my own? Lying on that bunk, I asked Christ, "Are you real? Is this message really from you?" I had not finished that sentence when my body felt a tremendous electrical shock, followed by a very peaceful calmness in my heart. Christ is real. He is not letting go of my hand. I was deported on Good Friday, March 2013, and for the next 6 months, I did not search to complete the task that Christ had spoken to me about while in detention. On Christmas Day, December 25th, 2013, my wife of 20 years plus left me. My world came crumbling down. I could understand why God had let go of my hand. Little did I understand that I was the one that had not followed my commitment to him. I was angry at God. I was very depressed and filled with anxiety. I could not sleep, eat. I was very restless. I wanted to let go of his hand. I wanted to control my own destiny. Suddenly, I realized that God had not let go of my hand. On the contrary, he was calling me to a greater purpose of service to him. I got on my knees crying, asking of his forgiveness for ever doubting him and his love for me. So I started looking for a church where I could begin my work as I had previously committed to. Walking out of church one day, I found a tiny office shelter that was helping U.S. military deported veterans that had been deported. There I met folks that were working in support of also deported mothers of U.S. citizen children. These folks took me to Friendship Park and introduced me to Border Church. Suddenly, I found myself spending every spare moment, including weekends, helping those in this new community that I had found. The more time I spent helping these friends, the better I was feeling about myself, and it was easier to get through the day. I was no longer trying to let go of God's hand. He had a tight grip on mine. I was still struggling with the separation of my wife, so I started to pray to God to reunite me with her, or that if that was not his will, then to heal my heart and bring me a new partner of his choice. since my choices in the past had not been the best. A few moments later, I encountered a middle school friend who I had experienced a very nice friendship with. Come to find out, she had also experienced a broken marriage and had prayed the same prayer right about the same time I did. After a short time, we were together sharing our life. And on May 2nd, 2021, God once again showed me how tight his grip on my hand was with the California Supreme Court's decision to vacate the conviction that rendered my legal residence taken away from me. And on Veterans Day, November 11, 2021, my legal residence was restored as I came through the San Ysidro port of entry and was greeted by my military son, my family, my friends. Today I work for VIA International. I continue to run the Deported Veterans Office in Tijuana, Mexico. I volunteer with Border Church, Friends of Friendship Park, with refugees and asylum seekers. I am also participating with the San Diego League of Women's Voters, the San Diego Immigrant Rights Consortium, and recently I came on board with the San Diego Episcopal Diocese as the immigration missioner. God's hand has allowed me to participate with these organizations to be part of the work that has included bringing home over 70 deported veterans to where they belong here in the U.S., as well as present over 2,000 asylum-seeking refugees to the San Ysidro port of entry to enter under humanitarian parole due to their vulnerability. Today, God is holding your hand very tight and will not let go of it either, as long as you are serving him through your love and care for your congregation, your community, welcoming the stranger, feeding the hungry, clothing the needy. I am very grateful to Christ that as many times I have tried to shake away from his grip, he refuses to let go of my hand. Amen.